that.
This call is being recorded.
Flower of life. Connecting all the energy centers. And now that flower of life that encompasses the entire planet is now going out past the planet, out into the solar system, expanding out to all of the planets in the solar system and the sun of the solar system, and then past the sun or through the sun and out into the galaxy, all of the solar systems in the galaxy. Expanding and expanding out past the galaxy through the central sun of the galaxy, Alcyone, and out into the surrounding galaxies, through all of their central suns, finally to the central sun of the universe. See, all is connected, all as one. All as the source. You realize now this connection, this oneness of all things within this universe. All are energetically connected. Within this oneness connection, see these waves of energy that have been coming in, starting from the central sun of the universe, through all of the galaxies, through the central sun of this galaxy, and then these waves coming down. Finally coming down through the solar system to the Earth. See, it has wave after wave after wave of energy, of consciousness, of love. Just as if you were at the beach and you saw the waves coming in. They come in one wave after another, but each wave that comes in following the previous one are larger and larger, have more and more force, more and more energy within them. See this now as these waves are coming into the planet. First, they came in somewhat small, and growing in intensity, growing in energy, growing in consciousness, until as you look ahead a little bit into the future of the now, and you see now that final wave that is approaching, this huge, large wave of pure energy, pure love that is coming to the planet. Not here yet, not at the three-dimensional or even the fourth dimensional level yet, but it has already come at the higher 5D level that is coming closer and closer to manifesting. Visualize now this wave hitting the planet after all of the preceding smaller waves have done their job. Now this one final wave that washes over the entire planet, bringing love, the love vibration with it, and all life forms that come in contact with this wave, and all will be contacted by this wave. Are transformed in those moments, in whatever way that life form is prepared for this, whatever level of consciousness they are at that point, their consciousness will raise accordingly in those moments. See consciousness now raising as a result of this wave. Wherever there was hatred, wherever there was fear, wherever there was sorrow, depression, all of it is transformed now by this love vibration that brings everything up in the moment and in the following moments after. So some, when they are hit by this energy wave, will not be able to withstand it. They will be brought down to their knees. And others that have readied for this will raise up. Their consciousness will raise in those moments. They will begin to remember all of those things that they had forgotten. Allow for a moment for you to feel, to experience what it would be like, what it will be like, what it is even like now in this moment as you are experiencing this wave of energy, how it is transforming you in those moments. Fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Kara, and it is wonderful to be able to be with you, to continue to be able to provide this service of communication, that we, the Galactics, we, the Pleiadians, are able to communicate with you in this way for this time period. won't always be this way, for many programs are in place now, many projects are in the works to be able to bring this reunion with our brothers and sisters here on the planet, bring this reunion together with us again, so that we can experience that physical connection with all of you, and you with us. The times that are coming, the waves of energies that have been coming in, many of you have been feeling them. Many of you have been experiencing them in varying ways. Sometimes not as great, sometimes with great increase in the energy that you feel in that moment. Sometimes even bringing about physical sensations. Sometimes even negative, what would be considered negative physical sensations or ascension symptoms. You are feeling those energies, and those energies even can make you ill at times. But those times are fleeting now, and they will become less and less as you become more and more acclimated to these energies. This is why these waves of energies that have been coming in have been coming in somewhat slowly and not as strong as they could have been. For those that are working with this ascension process, that are mostly in charge of this ascension process, those being the guardians that are here to assist in this and to hold off the energies. They had decided, and we had all decided in all of our councils, to hold off these energies for a few, or as it turns out, several years now. And this is in order to allow you to continue to anchor these energies and hold on to them and be able to take these energies within you and not be overwhelmed and not have your central nervous system overwhelmed by these intense energies that are coming in. And we are continuing to monitor all of this. We are monitoring the ascended masters that work with your group, that work with all of the light workers and light warriors here on the planet. We are all monitoring this process so that it doesn't become too overwhelming. But also understand that as these waves come in, if you keep accepting them and keep inviting them, they will become stronger for you, and you will find yourself moving ahead more and more rapidly in your spiritual progression here, so that you are moving closer and closer to that first wave of ascension. And that first wave of ascension is not far off at all. You may be experiencing the higher frequency vibratory waves of energy that are coming in, and they are going to become stronger and stronger. This is why those that mentor to you have been saying to you to keep your seatbelts fastened, because the ride is going to become stronger and stronger. And if you are not prepared for this, if you find yourself slipping back more and more into the 3D realm and find yourself wallowing within those lower frequency energies, then you will not be as prepared when the times come and the vibrations increase enough so that you can begin to move more and more fully through the transition and into this ascension process. You are all in the ascension process now. It has been ongoing for some time, but you are not fully ready for that first wave of ascension yet. Most of you are not, but you are coming closer and closer as you continue to find yourself moving out of the 3D illusionary world and into the higher vibrations of the higher fourth dimension, and at times certainly in the fifth dimension. Because everything is moving ahead, no matter what. All of this cannot be stopped. those that attempt to continue to do so continue to attempt to block the sun, or they continue to poison your bodies with chemicals and all of these things that they are doing to hold this process off, to keep you from ascending. That is not going to work anymore and is not even working now at this point. Many of them have lost control, and they are beginning more and more to realize that they have lost control. But they continue to hold on, thinking at the last moment that they will be rescued, that those who came long ago would be here again to rescue them and to continue to keep them in power. But that is not going to happen, and it cannot happen, and everything that is approaching cannot be stopped at this point, because you, the light workers, the light warriors, are moving ahead with your missions. You all have missions. You all are a part of the greater mission, but you also have your individual parts within that greater mission. And there, as you discussed earlier, there is no greater or lesser mission here, no greater or lesser purpose or purposes. Everything is a part of the great whole here. Everything is a part of the great plan. And all of us and all of you are working together to bring this plan to fruition, to bring it to the culmination, the crescendo that has been spoken of, where everything in the moment, when you experience it, will take you into the next higher levels within your being. And that is what you are all here to do. But not only here to do it for yourselves, but you are here to do it for everyone around you as well, as much as you can, to spread your light, to share your light wherever possible. And that is your mission. That is what we want you to think of as your mission now, to spread the light. However it happens, whatever it encompasses here, we want you to focus on that, to spreading your light, whether it is to be joyful within yourself or it is to be joyful outside of yourself, to be happy, to show everyone the joy that you are feeling within. If it is that wonderful, if it is that you secretly share your light with others, send them light without them even knowing that you are doing it, that is okay too. If you are sending healing energy to another by sending them the light, then that is certainly okay as well. Everything is exactly as it needs to be in the moment that you are doing it. Know that as long as you are doing it with the best intentions in mind, the best intentions that you can understand in the moment, and that is what you are needing to focus on more and more. Find yourself moving out of the 3D world as much as you can. Whenever there is feelings of anger, let that subside. Whenever there is feelings of sorrow or sadness, let that be replaced by joy and gratefulness in the moment. If you do not feel like you are grateful, then bring it about. Do something. Think of something that brings that gratitude to you or that brings that happiness to you. You have a saying, find the happy side. Find your happy place. And this can greatly assist you, as well as going out into nature whenever you can, or just simply seeing the beauty around you and within you, or within someone that you are close to. See the beauty within that person. Don't look for the ugliness, for if you look for it, you'll find it. Look for the beauty in that person, whoever it is. If it is not a person, if it is an animal or a plant, see the beauty within that life form as well. For all is a process here, and you are all operating now within that process of raising your vibration, raising your consciousness, and coming back to the remembrance of who you are and who you have always been, for you have never not been who you are. I am Kara, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness and joy, and that you find that peace and love and oneness and joy in all of your lifetime endeavors from moment to moment. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here, and Shoshana standing by also to assist you in your questions. And at this point, we have a small message for you, and that is to just to keep on everything that you are doing. Keep on keeping on, as your saying goes. For everything is moving in a direction, as Kara has said. Everything is moving in a direction. Everything is moving in the right direction for you, because you are certainly at the right moment in the right time. And when those moments come where you wonder, am I in the right place? You will be in the right place. You will be in the right moment, because you will be prepared for it. You will know somewhat ahead of time when the great event is coming. And that is because you have been preparing in these ways to hold and anchor these energies for some time. And this will then give you that even a small glimpse into the future of when that event is actually going to hit here on the earth, when that final wave, as Kara has given here, will come to the earth and be a part of this ascension process, or bring the ascension process into the full sway that is needed at that time. Do you have questions here for one who serves in Shoshana?
Blessings, this is Moses. I have a question about ascension. What exactly is ascension? Does ascension mean enlightenment? Does ascension mean just dropping dead? Does ascension mean reaching a certain merit badge in the spiritual development? Does ascension mean being able to take the body and leave the planet? There's been so many versions, but I would like to understand your version of ascension. Thank you.
Take the word ascension or ascend, and what does that mean? It means to move up. It means to move up, but in this case, to move up in vibration, not to move to another planet or anything of this nature. Move up in vibration, move up in consciousness, and that is the ascension process, to move higher into consciousness from the 3D dimensional world, illusionary world here, into the higher fourth and into the fifth dimension and even beyond that. That is the purpose for life itself, is to ascend, to constantly move up in vibration, to constantly provide the creator source with more experiences and more experiences. This is what it's all about. As you go forward into new experiences, Prime Creator also goes into those experiences with you, you see? That is what ascension is. It is all a process that you are moving through. You have moved through it many times before. You have just forgotten at this point. But we are here to help you to remember that you have gone through this process, so that it is somewhat easier for you to be able to understand what is going on as it is happening for you. We know there are quandaries, we know there are questions about this, because we ourselves cannot tell you exactly how it is going to be, because as you know, this has never happened before, where you have had a mass ascension of the population of a planet all ascending somewhat at the same time and taking their physical body with them. That is the big thing here. That is what is so different and why we cannot say exactly how it is going to be. We know how it was for us. You know how it was for you in your remembrances as they come back to you. But to be able to describe it in any three-dimensional understanding is next to impossible here. Because you can take the most blissful experience you've ever had, that you can ever remember, whatever it might have been, and multiply it hundreds of times over, and you will not come even close to the full understanding of the consciousness increase that happens in those moments. Okay? Shoshana, anything you can add here?
Yes, we have a perspective to share with you, dear brother. May we share our perspective with you?
Yes, dear sister. Thank you.
Each dimension that we find ourselves in as beings of consciousness has a state of being associated with that dimension. The state of being that is associated and lived on the third dimension is the state of duality and the state of illusion, because duality is an illusion. So we find ourselves at the third dimensional level in a very difficult state of being because no one wants to be separate. Separateness causes pain, frustration, and sadness. So no one truly wants to be separate. Everyone wants to be a part of the one when they become conscious of that reality. When we move up to the fourth and the fifth dimension, especially the fifth dimension, the state of being of the fifth dimension is oneness, harmony, and order, which includes unconditional love and compassion for all. That is the state of being of the fifth dimension. So in your course of life, as you move in the third dimension as beings, you will find yourself glimpsing into the fifth dimension and feeling the joy, the harmony, the love, the order of the fifth dimension. And you have felt this many times. We find that during your advances, many are risen to the fifth dimension and feel this harmony with each other to the extent that it is great joy and great happiness breaks out at these advances. So if you can maintain that state of being, then you are risen to the fifth dimension permanently. The challenge is to maintain that state of beingness to reach the fifth dimension. That is what we have for you. Does this make sense to you, dear brother?
Absolutely. Wonderful, wonderful answers. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Much joy, much love to you, dear brother. Namaste.
Very good. And are there other, we know there is one question that is coming from your email. Do you wish to share that here?
Yes, I have a question from David. This question is, based upon current situations here, how probable is the RV to occur within this next year?
There we go with the dates and things of this nature as far as timing goes. And as we always say, it is not a matter of timing or time sense or date. It is more about vibration. And as vibration continues to increase, then you come closer and closer to those things that you are looking for and that we have all been telling you that are coming. As far as your RV, your revaluation, this is a part of the entire process. And it will come as it is ready to be. We cannot say that it is imminent. We cannot say that it is around the corner. We cannot say it is soon, because those things have no more meaning to you anymore. This was done earlier in your spiritual pursuit here and working with this group and all of this, but we are not doing that anymore because it does not have relevance. But the idea of vibration increasing, consciousness increasing, which will lead then to what you are asking for in terms of evaluation, global currency reset, mass arrests, all of these things, your disclosure of the galactic brothers and sisters, all of this is a part of the whole and is coming. To say it is by the end of the year, we cannot say that, but there is a probability and a certainly a potential for this to occur. But it must come with all of the other portions of the plan here as well at this time. You have heard that some have said that this will not occur until the event, and others say it will happen before the event. We cannot say this also directly, even though you wish to hear directly when it is going to be. We are not in liberty to give that at this point, nor do we even know ourselves when this is going to be. Okay?
Okay, then the second part of David's question is that there is intel coming for that is being given to us. I'm kind of rephrasing, but here's the gist of it. What he wants to know is, can you tell us if the intel that we are being given about the RV and the timing of that, is that accurate intel? Can we trust it?
Yes, you are wondering about specifically about those ones that are called the RV gurus. And whether their intelligence or their intel information is accurate or not, as far as the dates that they give and the predictions that they make and how they need to continue to explain away the idea that their dates did not come about, their prediction of the dates did not come about. And Shoshana, do you wish to...
Yes, we have a very difficult perspective to share, and we are finding it difficult to put it in words, but we will attempt this. The RV, or revaluation of currency, is a 3D idea. It is a third dimensional aspect of this reality called 3D. What we find, however, is that the RV idea, for those that wish to ascend past 3D, the RV idea has beneath it that all beings on this planet become equal, that all beings on this planet get what they need, that they stop starving, that the babies that die at birth because their mothers cannot feed them stops. There is much chaos and pain and suffering in this dimension. And those that wish for an RV from their hearts desire that these things, these human atrocities that create suffering and pain for the beings that inhabit this planet, they wish for it to stop. So this is what we see in the minds of men and of those that wish for this RV. What is happening here, if we can try to explain this, is that this idea of RV, we have gone past this idea now. That those that seek spirituality, those that seek ascension, have gone past this idea and wish not to focus on it too much anymore, which means that one must focus on the underlying attributes of what this RV means. That is, that all beings have what they need, that all beings find love, that all beings find oneness and connectedness with each other, and that they get their needs taken care of. So we would ask all that keep focusing on this idea of RV to focus on what is underneath this RV, the things that humans need to flourish, to ascend, to move forward in consciousness. So we would ask for that rather than focus on an event called an RV. This is what we have. Namaste.
Wonderful. And we just add here that this is all part of transition, and it is a transition from the three-dimensional illusionary world into the higher frequency vibration dimensions. And just a transition period. And as Shoshana has said, those that are focused on the movement of consciousness into the higher vibrations and are not thinking or being within the third dimension anymore, then they are focusing less and less on those material aspects of that three-dimensional world. So just think of it as a transition, and eventually you will come to the point where, after the event, you will come to the point where consciousness has increased across the planet so that there will be no need for these types of divisive processes within your world anymore, such as what money and all of these things tend to bring. So think of it only as transition to get to the next level of consciousness where you are headed.
And we must add that, if we may we add?
Yes.
We must add that timing of this is irrelevant. What is relevant is that the minds of man focus on what is really important here. Namaste. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
I have a question. I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. It's Priscilla. We know who you are. Okay. I've been having some very intense downloads of energy. I'm seeing energy. After the meditation we just did, I opened my eyes and it looked like the whole room was full of water. And I'm hearing noises. It sounds like someone's talking to me, but I can't hear the words. And I want to know if you guys can tell me what I can do to get this to move faster, because it's driving me nuts. I'm like trying to hear what they're trying to tell me, and I can't hear it. I don't know.
You are already in the process, dear sister, of getting it to increase just by creating an intention that you want it to increase. You see?
Okay.
Be careful, you have a saying.
I see light trails.
Please let us finish. You have a saying, be careful of what you wish for, because your wishes can come true. And this is certainly the case. As you raise your intention and say that you want this type of experience to increase, it will increase as you continue to ask for it to do so. So be ready for that. Be ready for the vibrations within you to increase to a level where at times it may become even too much to sustain or to allow for it within your bodily functions here, we will say. Not to say there is anything to be concerned about, but be aware that your higher self is monitoring this entire process we're going through. So as you ask for it, higher self will grant the added increase in vibrations coming into you and will monitor the process. But as you continue to ask for it more can be brought in. Okay?
Okay. Here, can I ask another part of that question?
We would Before you ask an additional question, yeah. We have a perspective to share with you, dear sister. May we share this with you?
Please do. Yes.
We must tell you, and we ask permission to share this because this is personal. We find in your being that you have always had trouble listening. We find in your being that this has occurred since you were a small child because you have a very fast brain. And because you have a very fast conscious brain, you wish to finish people's sentences. You wish to hurry them up. And this mechanism, is this not true, dear sister?
Absolutely, 100% true.
So we must 100%. Ask you, yes, so we must ask you for you to assist yourself in broadening your perspective and hearing that which is being told to you, those whispers, those expanded consciousness aspects of yourself. You must be quiet. You must decide to listen rather than to speak. And in that, and you must be conscious of this. So you will increase your potential of hearing and seeing and knowing when you decide to be silent. That is what we have for you. Namaste.
Perfect. Thank you. One more little question. I'm on medication that I have to take until I am weaned off it or whatever. I'll get sick, I guess. Is this hindering me?
Medication for what?
I have gone off pain medication that I was on for a long time, and I have to be weaned off of the medication that got me off the medication. How do you like that? It's going to take me probably another month to have it all, to be done with it.
We can share on this.
Yes.
We can share our perspective on this, dear sister. May we share?
Absolutely.
Okay, now you must listen carefully. We find that within the parameters of your conscious mind that you have a belief.
Mm-hmm.
And this belief is rooted in your conscious mind deeply, which means that in order for you to move past this belief, you must do as you are told for a little while and let another belief system of self-healing overcome the current belief system of needing help. Your body heals itself, but most do not have this belief. So, as far as this medication is concerned, we find that there are side effects that you find yourself in. So you
are asking
that, is it hindering you? And the answer is yes, because you are experiencing side effects. So we would tell you to hasten this as quickly as possible to move yourself past this and find an herbal supplement, a natural course of action that can assist your body in healing. There are many in this group that know about natural supplementation and how to quicken or hasten the healing of the body. There are many substitutes that are natural for pain. So we would ask that you simply reach out, ask a question, who can tell me what I can take that will be herbal and natural, and what I can do for my body that can hasten this process so that I can take myself off these nasty chemicals. Now, you can do this through your meetup group by just simply asking. There are many that will offer you advice, and then you must go to your higher self and ask which one or which method is good for you. Do you see? Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, please proceed in reaching out to those that have natural remedies. Namaste.
I will. Thank you.
And we add here that for everyone now, you must all understand that the idea of allopathic medicine and your doctors and hospitals and all of these things that you have currently is something that is only going to last for a period here. It is part of a transition that you are moving through. So you will be moving out of this type of medical model, as it is called here, and moving to more and more, as Shoshana has said here, and many have said up before this, that you are moving to a point where you realize that you are able to heal yourselves. And this is where you are going. This is the new frontier that you are moving into, where you will not have need of the medications and all of these pharmaceutical types of things, which in many respects are doing more to poison the body than they are to helping the body. Now, that is not to say if you have high blood pressure or these different types of things that are going on, which you are currently taking medication for you to go cold turkey and get off of them just because we are saying this. We are not saying that and do not think that in any way. But at the same time, know that you are, again, moving through this transition, and as you are doing so and as your vibrations are increasing, these types of medications that you were utilizing in the third dimensional frequency will not fly with you in the higher vibrational frequencies. And you will have more and more of those side effects that you are speaking of because they are not good for the body. They are not good for the central nervous system. They are not good for the stomach areas. They are not good for your heart, any of these types of things as you are moving into higher vibrations. And you must always remember this, that as you continue to move up in vibrations and into the higher dimensions, then those things within the three-dimensional illusionary world will remain as just that, an illusionary past that you had and can quickly forget as you continue to move up here. Okay? Are there any other questions here?
Yes, one who serves. This is Lorelei. Hello, and Shoshana.
Yes,
I would like to address, I think we as a group could use your wonderful, loving, five-dimensional advice. I'm sure you were on the call at the beginning, and you heard we got into a little 3D swirl that was off of our, I would say, guidelines, if you will. And also I found out that my guest had come on, heard the whole thing, and dropped off of what he saw as the drama that wasn't, you know, kind of taken care of quickly. Now, I want to say, first of all, I'm not pinpointing anybody because any one of us could drop into that 3D conversation right on this call. It could happen to any one of us, and it did happen to me, and I know I didn't deal with it very well. So what is your thoughts on how we, the members or the leadership, how can we in a 5D way address when these things occur on our call that might be so damaging to a person who's on there looking for something and listening? So how can we address this in a 5D way?
May we share first?
Yes, please.
May we share a little perspective that we have with you, dear sister?
Please, yes.
The one that we speak through that is part of us, the Joanna, read your text, read your email about what occurred. And we whispered in her ear a word that most people will not take well. We will tell you, and we apologize for this, and we wish for you to take this information carefully. The one that dropped off the call is arrogant. Is possessed by arrogance because we are all human beings, and having a spat or a little fight or an argument that is 30 seconds long is not relevant to the call, because there is so much more to this group. There is so much depth and love and understanding and harmony and order and grace within this group that one can participate in rather than make a judgment. Because the individual that makes a quick judgment that this group is not for them within 30 seconds is really not participating at a full loving level themselves. You see, do you see our perspective on this?
Yes, I do. I do see that. I thank you for that.
And we must tell you that we must not focus too much on those that drop off quickly, because they are looking for a reason to drop off. And they will find a reason. We promise you that if they listen to another call and find something that is unpleasant, they will drop off quickly. So the perseverance that is required to attain growth and to find the fifth dimensional consciousness that we are all seeking, you must, all must, use patience, understanding, compassion, and love. That is what we have to share with you, dear sister. Namaste.
Thank you.
And we add here that you can either look for a way in or a way out, as Shoshana has said here. And this one that you speak of was looking for a way out. And all of you that are on this call on a regular basis have been looking for a way in. And look how much you have gained as a result of being diligent and coming on these calls regularly and then attending the advances and all that has happened as a result of doing this. And look now at this one that you are speaking of and how much he or she has lost in this process by being arrogant, as Shoshana has said, and not being loving and accepting, which would be a higher fourth and even fifth dimensional expression. And as to your actual question as to what you can do is to not have a reaction. There is no need for a reaction here. You just simply take what is given, process it, and then move on. And if that had happened, then all of this we are speaking of would not even be an issue here.
So know that you are human
and you have emotions, and at times you can flare up. And when you do flare up, then you move back into those lower vibrations of the three-dimensional world again.
We have something to add.
Yes, please.
We have another perspective to add, dear sister. May we add this perspective?
Yes, certainly.
Those that are disruptive, that seem to be ensconced in third dimensional consciousness, those that are frustrating to us, those that wish to argue, those that have those threads of attachment, we will tell you it is in all of us. Those that are disruptive would not be disruptive if we did not have that within ourselves. So there is a big lesson here. And when we find unconditional love, understanding, compromise, and compassion, each time we hear some crazy person being disruptive, when we find our fifth dimensional selves within that conversation, the person that is being disruptive will either leave the call completely Or they will change right before our very eyes. Do you see this, dear sister?
Yes, yes, I do see that. Thank you.
Namaste.
Yes, change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change.
Amen.
So, do we have any other questions here?
Yes, this is Claudia. Yeah. I would like to go over something. The other day in my morning meditation, in envisioning the future, I envisioned chains of people all around the globe holding hands, like I usually do, I'll start with. And then my envisioning stops and something else plays out that I just am part of. And I saw myself leading a group of people sitting in a half circle by the ocean, holding hands in like a peaceful celebration. And after a while, I called in the animals, and there were animals that came from different directions to join us. And among them was a large tiger that came over to me and lay down by my right side. After a while, I just only remember I got up and walked over a large plain, and the tiger always on my right side. It felt completely natural to me. So the meditation ended, and I became curious and looked up information on the computer about Parvati. Parvati is the Indian goddess and wife of and twin flame of Shiva. And I opened up the images page first, and I saw Parvati pictured all over with a tiger by her right side. I believe that she is my higher self, which would very much explain the appearance of Shiva in my life from time to time. So that's what I believe. And I would like you to...
May we share first?
Please.
Dear Goddess, please answer a question for us, and can we please share our perspectives?
Of course.
May we ask you a question?
Please.
What is your level of doubt that this is true for you?
Well, it's just kind of a bit new. I don't think I have doubt about that.
When you are shown something so quickly, and when your meditation takes you to this vision, you are remembering lifetimes that you have had. You are remembering those things. They are a part of your cellular memory and part of your DNA. That is why you are shown these things. So, whatever you wish to do with this, it's not relevant to anyone but you.
Mm-hmm.
So what we find in you, and we must not overstep, because we would like to tell you everything, but we must ask you to continue to discover this beautiful, amazing path that you have taken in many lives and enjoy it, and steep yourself in it, and remember who you are with great grace and humility. That is what we have for you, dear Goddess. Namaste.
Thank you very much.
And we add here that the idea of doubt is one of the greatest attachments that you have to this three-dimensional world. The more that you hold on to doubt, the more that you will be held to the attachments to the 3D world.
And dear sister, wait, we have one more thing to share with you, please.
Mm-hmm.
We, as you were stating your meditation and all that occurred in that experience, we felt it deeply. And we saw it deeply, and we were in joy for you. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Very good. Believing is feeling. Would there be any final question here before we leave the channel?
Yes. Yes. Yes, this is Orv.
Yes.
I don't have a question, but we were talking earlier about healing the body, you know, by ourselves, doing it ourselves. And I had a very, very, very interesting experience last Sunday. That the next day on Monday was a holiday, so all the dentists in town were closed. And late Sunday night, I started getting this impacted tooth that was, you know, I couldn't chew. I had to eat on half of my mouth. I had to eat to chew because it was so sore, and it got so sore that I was beside myself. I couldn't relax. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't do anything but just be in this pain. And what it drove me to do was the next day was a holiday, so all the dentists were closed, and I couldn't get my tooth pulled. It was that extreme. I mean, it was, you touched the tooth, it was almost loose, and you touched the tooth, and the pain went so deep. But what I did, you know, I asked for Master Hilarion and any other masters to help in healing my body. And the whole thing is, it was like 24 to 30 hours of pain. It was constant pain. I couldn't get over it. I couldn't get beyond it. And so I started using, like, Rolfing. I went through Rolfing years ago, and Rolfing is stretching the fascia, stretching the muscles. So I had this book called Contact Healing, Acupressure, and I used the pressure points for sore teeth and infected tooth, and then I used stretching the fascia, you literally take the muscle and you stretch it between two hands. You push in opposite directions, so you're actually stretching the muscle. And so the muscle that was so tight and pushing, you know, making me have so much pain in my tooth, that so I started stretching the fascia, the muscles all around my jaw, my neck, everywhere. And I did all these modalities, and the next morning, you know, I couldn't go to the dentist on Monday because it was a holiday. So by the time Tuesday morning rolled around, I was able to fall asleep, and so I woke up around 8 or 9, and the pain was completely gone.
Wow.
And if there hadn't been a holiday on Monday, I would have gone to the dentist and have pulled my tooth. I mean, it was excruciating pain, and I was able to deal with it all by my little self. Isn't that great?
It was not, though, all by your little self, as you're saying.
You're right.
You called on all of those that would come and help you and assist you, and they did.
I know they did.
In this particular situation, they also assisted you in bringing to you something that you could look at and be able to follow in terms of directions that would assist you in this process. There are many different ways of healing in these types of things, and you discovered one of those ways. There are many more that would also be of assistance here. But for now, you did wonderfully here. Shoshana?
Yes. Yes. We would like to comment on your experience, dear brother. May we have our perspective on this?
Absolutely. Thank you.
First of all, the being that you are is not adaptable to third dimensional procedures. The being that you are and the consciousness that you have attained over your life does not wish to submit to a dentist. That is number one.
Right.
So it is Exactly. So it is wonderful that your higher self, the dimension that you are in the higher realms, gave you a holiday to get over it. Because those that would assist you in a third dimensional experience were not available. This is so wonderful that it gave you the opportunity to move forward in consciousness and find the fifth dimensional modalities that would heal you. We congratulate you. What we would say from your experience, and we hope that all those that succumb to these third dimensional crazy doctors stop, be patient, and find a way to heal themselves, because there is much help to accomplish this. So thank you. We thank you for persevering and allowing yourself to move forward in consciousness, that you would attain this wonderful healing. Namaste, dear brother.
Yes, thank you both very much. And I just want to apologize. I didn't mean to say that I did it all by myself. I did call in Archangel
Raphael.
No, not Raphael, but Hilaron and many of the other masters. And they were with me all night. And they kept suggesting other things, and I was actually able to listen and not necessarily hear it, but I mean, I knew it, you know, so I was listening, and I went through four or five different modalities, and I'd get these suggestions, and I'd get up and go do it, and you know, sure enough, by that morning, it was completely gone. It was so empowering.
Yeah. And the operative word there for all that are listening to your experience is empowering. Mm. That is the important word, to empower the being that you are to move forward in consciousness to affect the healing. Do you see? That is absolutely wonderful. We are so proud of you. Namaste.
Yeah, it's out of the third dimension and closer to the fifth. By what I was doing.
Yes.
Yes, we need to move on here and release this channel here. Before we do, Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to add as final message?
We do not have a message. We do not have a final message. We could go on for centuries. There is no finality in our messages. But what we would say to all that are listening on this call and that would read these transcripts, we are in love with all of you. Our heart goes out to each one of the brave souls, the courageous souls that traverse this third dimension and are rising above it and finding ways to consciously live in the fifth dimension. This is what it is all about. We are so proud of you, and we are in love with you, and we thank you for your courage. As you are courageous and brave, you lift us all up. You lift everyone up. Namaste.
Very good. And we have one thing to say here before we release channel. As these waves of energy continue to come in, and they're going to become stronger and stronger, as you are knowing here, and as they come in and you are taking these energies in and feeling them more and more, just to know that everything, again, as we always say, is happening for a reason, and it is all part of the process and all part of the great orchestration here. So continue to allow for these energies, and if they become too strong for you, you can ask them to be backed off a little bit. But if you can handle it, ask them to be not only continue, but even maybe to increase as you are able to receive it. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti.